Hello, everybody. Welcome to the How to Be Vegan podcast, episode 2, season 1. How are we all doing?
I was about to say the old name of the podcast.
No, we've moved on. We've evolved.
I'm adjusting. Well, yeah, but like I've gotten used to saying the other name. But yeah, so welcome to How to Be Vegan podcast.
Yeah, we hope you all doing well, and we hope that you enjoyed the first episode, and that we've given you some sort of inspiration to start your journey to becoming vegan. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be continuing to help you with answering any questions that you might have that are in your head, any concerns, and just general advice so you don't give up and you can keep on going at it.
Yes. Well, obviously, Lewis is going to have like a whole lot more advice than I do because he's been doing this for far longer than I have, but I will be here on site contributing where I can.
Z is still going to be a great help, and Z has a better voice than me, so.
Aww.
Everyone loves Z's voice, so I apologize.
You sound just fine.
At the moment, because, well, the last one and this one is, I suppose, more technical advice. That is something that I can help with more. But we are having a couple of ones that are more opinionated and a bit more fun over the next couple of episodes. So you will get to hear more of Z and less of me. You're welcome. So I thought what would be an appropriate episode for this one, considering last time we talked about the very basics, what two foods to avoid, when you transition over to a vegan diet, there are a couple of things that you can miss out on. A lot of people miss out on these things anyway, but these sort of things are especially important when you are going vegan, because not only are there a lot of people who will argue those sorts of things, because whenever you tell someone that you're vegan, everyone becomes a nutrition expert, but you know, it's always good to be healthy no matter what. Not that I think that's the main reason to go vegan, but for some people it is. But we're not going to discuss that today. I'm just going to talk about the things that you might miss. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of vitamins, first of all. So you've got B12, which actually doesn't really occur naturally anywhere anymore. So it used to occur naturally in the soil. So when animals would eat it, would eat whatever, you know, grass they're eating or whatever from the ground, they would get a bit of soil, and that's the B12 would stay in their system, and then we get it from that. But because of mass farming, the soil has been, what's the word that I'm looking for?
It's not as healthy as it used to be?
Yeah, let's go for that. That would do. So there's no B12 in the soil anymore, so they have to give it as supplements in the food. So that's an argument that carnists like to make a lot of the time, is that, you know, you can't get B12 naturally. It's like, well, neither do you, technically, because you have to supplement it. So if you're in a sort of modern society or Western society or whatever, normally things like B12 and also vitamin D, which I'll discuss again in a second, are fortified in a lot of foods. So you can either take it as a supplement, that's up to you, but most of the time, like if you have cereal or tea or coffee, or if you use milk in things, or if you eat tofu or whatever, a lot of foods like that, especially plant milks, are already fortified with like vitamin D, iron, calcium, B12, all that sort of stuff. So you don't really need to worry about it. But if you're not having any of those things, or if you're traveling and you're not going to be eating those things, then I would recommend taking a supplement. It doesn't really matter if you don't have it for like a week or so, but long term it can affect you. So if you're interested, B12 is important to normal. I think it's just regarding brain function. I don't know the specifics behind it, but it's something to do with how healthy your brain is. So either have some fortified foods. It will normally stay that on whatever food that you buy. Mm-hmm. Normally it is, like I said, plant-based milks, tofu, and quite a lot of fake meats have them now as well. But they do normally say that on the front, so you don't need to do a lot of research. It will say it. So, like I said, the other one was vitamin D, specifically vitamin D3. I think the other one is vitamin D2, which your body can naturally produce just by eating any food. So, like, there's a lot of things that your body can convert from any food that you eat to what it needs. Vitamin D3 can't.
I didn't know that there was more than one kind of vitamin D. Like, I just thought, okay, vitamin D, getting from the sun, and we're good. No.
Well, yeah, that's because that's the one that you have to actually try and get. Yeah. Everything else, you don't. The other one, the other two, I don't know how many there are. Fucking hell. You just get them anyway. Mm. But yes, vitamin D3, again, fortified foods, the sun. So if you're out in the sun for an hour or two, then that's enough for vitamin D. And also mushrooms. But the mushrooms have to have been grown with sunlight.
Oh.
So normally it will say on the mushrooms if they have been or not. And sometimes they'll even fortify mushrooms further. I don't know how people grow mushrooms, but, well, I do, but I don't know how, you know, like most supermarkets do it. So you might have to check that. But again, if you go outside for a bit, or if you're eating fortified foods again, that's fine. And like, that's not really like a major issue. Most people will get enough of that anyway. And also, you might be thinking, like, you know, I don't want to be taking fortified foods. Like, that's not natural. It's like, there's the large majority of foods are fortified with something because of how mass produced everything is. It gets rid of a lot of nutrients and things. So having fortified foods, like, isn't that big of a deal. It's not like pumped full of shit. They're just adding a little bit of goodness to something that you would have every day to make things easier for you. To move on from fortified things as well. So how I mentioned with like plant milk and tofu and stuff like that, they normally add calcium and iron. So calcium is very easy to get. So you can get it from green vegetables, like dark green vegetables, kale, broccoli, spinach, chard, all that sort of stuff. Again, fortified foods, tofu, that sort of thing, that's very easy to get. And so I'll give a bit of the story behind like how everyone was told to drink milk. So a lot of advertisements for dairy products, and I'm sure a lot of people's parents have heard them say, and other people, is that you need to drink milk for strong and healthy bones. Mm-hmm. But dairy milk isn't for humans, it's for baby cows. So it has a lot more calcium in the milk than humans would ever normally consume. And you actually have too much in most dairy products. And a lot of people think like, well, why your body would just get rid of it, right? No, having too much calcium means that your body can't absorb it properly and at the optimal rate, which means that can actually degrade how your bones grow, how your bones made, how strong they are. So you can definitely have too much calcium, and you can the easiest way to get too much calcium is from dairy products. So if you're having it within your diet normally through plant milks, vegetables, all that sort of stuff, you're fine. Because it'd be very hard to have too much by doing that. You'd have to eat like 20 kilos of spinach, which no one wants to do because that would be gross. And the other one was iron. Again, that's another thing that can be found in green veg. Lentils also, and quite a few grains and pulses have a lot of iron in them. So again, that's very easy to get. And again, plant milks just have everything. You could just live off plant milk and be fine because they're normally fortified with iron and shit.
Plus, it comes in chocolate flavor.
Well, there you go. You can just live off chocolate milk.
Yeah, chocolate plant milk, yeah. I'm down to that, yeah. I can do that.
I wonder how many people that would convert. Just drink plant milk. You'll survive forever. That's all you
need. Just drink chocolate soy milk or chocolate almond milk. Oh, my gosh. And like, there are brands, actually, that taste like they're not plant milk.
Yeah, like we mentioned that a little bit last time because we said that was our product of the week, where we're saying that some plant milks, especially like the long life ones, have a bit of like a funky flavor. But a lot of like, especially chocolate milk, they're normally fresh. And if you get the fresh plant chocolate milks, they're so good. They're so fucking good. Especially because you get like almond and hazelnut and oat ones and stuff. They kind of mix together very well and make it richer. So yeah, that's really good.
I agree.
Make some good milkshakes out of that.
Oof.
Okay, there's two more that I've got for like vitamins and minerals and stuff. So the next one is iodine. That's another one that people won't normally get unless you eat a lot of seaweed. So that I think that is something you can only get either via an actual supplement, like a tablet or whatever, or by eating seaweed or what's the other one? Oh shit, I forgot the name of it. Oh, I've got it downstairs. It's like a
You have
green.
the actual food?
Yeah, it's like a green powder. It sounds like sriracha, but it's not.
Spirulina?
Spirulina, that's it. So spirulina has it in. Don't eat spirulina on its own, it's fucking gross. But it's good, like mixing in juices and smoothies and all that sort of stuff. So, like, if you make smoothies or if you're making like overnight oats or if you have juice in the morning or whatever, just put like a teaspoon of that in it and that'll give you your iodine for the day. And again, that's something that most people won't actually have anyway. But I think, I mean, it was especially the case for me, but I think it's the same for a lot of people as well. They actually focus on the diet and being healthy a lot more when they go vegan than they would do before. So,
Oh my gosh, I totally agree.
yeah, do you know what I mean? So, I think this is just something extra that you can do that is quite easy that you might have been missing out on before, but might be something that you care about more now. And the last vitamin is vitamin K. There are multiple types of this one as well. So I'm just gonna check which one it is.
Ooh, clicky.
I think it's vitamin K2. Yeah, vitamin K2. So K1 again can be found in leafy green veg and stuff like that. That's like something that you can easily find, and that's something that you don't really need to worry about if you're eating your veg, which you should be doing anyway. Eat your vegetables. And but the other one is vitamin K2, which a lot of people think you can only get from red meat. Yeah, so K1 can be found like naturally in a lot of plants and stuff, especially sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes have a lot of it in. But like I said, with vitamin D2, something that your body can naturally produce by eating other products, if you eat when you eat your vitamin K1, your body automatically produces it to K2. So even though it already comes as K2 in red meat, you don't need to eat any red meat to get it because your body will naturally produce it. But a lot of carnists like to use that as an argument, like, oh, you can only get K2 from red meat. It's like, well, it doesn't matter because your body will produce it anyway. So if you have like 100 grams of sweet potato or something, that's more than enough K2 for the day because your body will just convert it. So you do, that's something
That is interesting.
that was just like a myth that people like to throw around because everyone needs to, because like I said, everyone becomes a nutrition expert when somebody you tell someone they're vegan. They're like the specific things that you some things you need to worry about, you need to try and eat. Some things are a myth, but also it's good to know these things because a lot of the time, unless you actually live with normal, decent human beings, a lot of people will question why you're going vegan and will become experts and try and like convince you otherwise that you're wrong and you're stupid and that you should just go and eat some bacon. Fuck those people. This is how you can argue with them. But that's not the main point of that, I promise. So the other things I wanted to mention is, so for some people, not all people, I don't know what the majority is, when you go vegan, the calories that you intake can a lot of the time be less than you would be when you're eating meat. So a lot of people might think that, you know, they're feeling really low energy or they're hungry all the time or whatever. And there's a couple of reasons for that. So one of them is that your body digests plant food a lot easier, especially whole food, plant foods, which is stuff that's not been processed, like not fake meats, just vegetables and stuff. Your body processes that a lot quicker and a lot easier, which means that you don't feel as bloated, you don't feel as full, and then you might want to eat more. But also, you might not have as many calories in plant foods because you'll be having less fat, and there's a lot of calories and a lot of energy in fat. So I've got a couple of solutions to this. So the first one, we'll talk about protein, because a lot of people, again, a lot of carnists like to give the argument like, oh, where do you get your protein? Everywhere. So I'll just list off a couple of examples now. So for whole foods, you've got nuts, seeds, grains, pulses, quite a lot of leafy green vegetables, beans.
Beans, I love
They're the main
beans.
ones. I fucking love beans. There's so much protein in beans, and it's very easy to make all of those things taste nice. We're going to talk about that another point about recipes and shit like that. But
yes,
there's a lot of natural ways to get your protein. Mm-hmm. And also, again, if you're living in a modern and or Western society, there's a lot of alternatives. So again, you've got your dairy milks, not your dairy milks, your alternative milks, other plant alternatives to dairy products, fake chicken, tofu, fake meat, all that sort of stuff. Again, very easy to get your protein. But a lot of people can just kind of, because they might not know what to cook or they might not know what to replace with, which again, we'll discuss in future episodes, they might miss out on some protein. And again, that might cause them to feel hungry, deteriorated, whatever, and then force them to go back to eat meat or whatever. Just have a look at what you're eating. Have a look at those foods that I mentioned. See if you can get some of those. Find out your favorite replacements. Make sure you are getting enough protein. And it is very easy, but it can, the only reason it can be difficult, not because it's hard to get it, but it's hard to know what to use. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the other thing, again, some things that can make people feel bad is there's a big, like, I can't think of my words today.
Have you already eaten today?
Yeah. Oh, what's the word? I'm going to say myth. There's a big, what's the word? Fork.
I think I'm thinking of the same word.
Like where everyone makes something sound bad, but it's not.
Misconception? Not misconception.
Yeah, that will do. Yes, that will do. There's a big misconception about fat. So the fat you want to avoid is saturated fat. Saturated fat comes from frying oils at high heat, solid oils, so things like margarine and butter, and also fat found in animals. There are some, and also like, there's some saturated fat in like some nuts, avocados, things like that. It's normally not quite as high, but you can find that out just by looking up how much is in it. That's the sort of fat that you normally want to avoid. And it's very easy to eat more of that when you are eating animal products because it's found in a lot higher concentration there. The other fat that you don't really need to worry about, but I'll explain more on that in a second, is unsaturated fat. So again, that can be found a lot in the plant world. Again, avocados, nuts, seeds, that sort of thing. If you're using oil like as a drizzle, or like you keep it as a liquid, especially if you're having like cold pressed unfiltered oils like extra virgin oil, cold pressed rapeseed oil, all that sort of stuff, normally has a lot less saturated fat, and it has unsaturated fat in it as well. A lot of people like to cut out fat completely. It's a very bad idea because that is where your body gets most, quite a lot of its calories from. You're not supposed to eat loads of it because again, it is quite calorific, and it can sometimes make you overweight if you're having a lot of it consistently, but you also don't want to cut it out completely because it's such a high capacity energy source. Like, you know, when you, just trying to think of an example, like you burn a piece of lettuce and you burn a piece of paper that's coated in butter, the piece of paper that's coated in butter will burn a lot brighter and for longer because fats and oils have a lot more energy to them. And your body kind of uses that in the same way. If you cut out fat completely, you can feel quite lethargic and exhausted quite easily because, again, you get a lot of calories and you do actually get a lot of good from fat. So that's kind of a fine line. But my point is, don't cut it out completely because that's a bad idea. But a lot of people seem to think, oh, you can't have any fat. It's not healthy. Don't do that. And the last one is carbs. That's another misconception. And everyone's like, ew, carbs are bad. Yes, I'm on a carb-free diet. Yes, I'm just cutting out all my carbs. They're just really bad for you. Right. So here's a thing that I learned quite recently-ish. But I was like, oh my God, people are so dumb. But I was also dumb, so don't worry. So carnivorous animals, I don't know if it's all of them, but a lot of them, they use the protein from the meat that they eat, and that's the thing that fuels the bodies and fuels the brain functions and things like that. Mm-hmm. With humans, the things that fuel our bodies and especially our brains is glucose. Glucose comes from carbs. Yes, exactly. So for people who don't do a lot of exercise or just do a normal amount of exercise, complex carbohydrates are your best bet. So complex carbohydrates come from pretty much any whole food, plant food. especially things like carrots, sweet potatoes. You can, well, not a whole food, but, you know, like brown pasta, brown rice, that sort of thing. Complex carbohydrates aren't empty calories. So, yeah, you don't want to just live off brown pasta, but don't cut them out completely, because that's like the coal for your body's fire. You are going to be putting yourself in a bad situation if you're cutting out carbs completely. It's a very terrible idea to do that. Do not do that. It's very unhealthy. The other thing, the sort of carbs you do want to avoid, if you can, although, you know, don't make yourself miserable, are things like, you know, white bread, white pasta, white rice, white potatoes, that sort of thing. Because although they're tasty, they're filling, they're empty calories. They're very filling. There's a lot of calories in them most of the time. And you're not getting any goodness from them. So, like, for example, they're a bad source of carbohydrates. A lot of people see source of whatever, like source of protein, source of vitamin C, and you think, oh, that's good. Just because it's a source doesn't mean it's a good one. There's a big difference between good and bad sources. Mm-hmm. So, like a lot of people say, a good source of protein is eggs. Eggs are a very bad source of protein because they have 60% of your daily cholesterol, they have a lot of saturated fat, and they have basically no vitamins apart from like 10% of your daily's vitamin K. A good source of protein are, for example, lentils. Lentils have just as much, if not more, protein than an egg does per 100 grams. They have magnesium, iron, zinc, fiber, a lot of other good vitamins and minerals in there. And they have basically no fat in them. That's a good source of protein. So again, with carbs, a lot of people want to cut out carbs completely. No, swap or cut out your white carbohydrates, pasta, bread, potatoes, whatever, and replace them with sweet potatoes, brown pasta, brown rice, that sort of thing. Seeded bread, wholemeal bread. You'll feel much better. You'll be getting a lot more fiber. You'll be getting a lot more vitamins and minerals, and your body will be able to digest it a lot better. And you'll probably eat less of it because normally it's more filling, because normally it's got more protein as well. If you are doing a lot of exercise, this is a separate point. Sugar. A lot of people, again, try to cut out sugar. There's a lot of sugar-free things. If you're doing a lot of exercise, especially endurance sports, cycling, if you're running around a lot, like you're doing football, basketball, rugby, whatever, running, a lot of people who do this a lot will know this anyway, but have more sugar. Literally just put sugar in some water, have cans of fizzy pop, drink as much of that shit as you can, especially when you're doing a lot of exercise, because your body will thank you for it. Again, as I said, your body uses that as your main fuel source. Complex carbohydrates take a long time to digest. If you're doing a lot of sports, your body will appreciate having that stuff instantly. Down a can of Sprite, you'll feel much better, and your body will actually use that. It won't just like think, oh, this is a waste, and turn it into fat, or just get rid of it. Your body will use that because it's using itself a lot more. Oh, fuck yeah, I feel like I've done a TED talk. Thank you for coming. I'll see you next week.
No, but you know, that was actually really good, because like, I know some of the things that you mentioned, but like a lot of it was, I honestly have not bothered to do my research except for, I don't know, like easy to do recipes or like where I can find this and that. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm eating all of the colors of the rainbow. Cause that's something that we were taught when I was in like grade school or something, you know, like if you want a healthy diet, you have to eat all the colors of the rainbow. So, yeah. You know, like that. And I'm like, okay. And then at one point I was like, maybe if I eat Skittles, I'll be fine. But as an adult, I also understand that that's not how health works. So
just I had for to reference, do the adult I'm shaking thing. My head right now.
I did the adult thing and actually bought colorful veggies and fruit stuff. But yeah, so a lot of that stuff, I didn't even bother to research. I was just like, okay, I'm eating this and I feel full and I didn't miss a meal and I'm okay.
Yeah. I mean, so like a couple of things there, whether you're vegan or not, you should be eating your vegetables. They're good for you. Your body needs them. That's like standard. And again, like this is just advice and to help people who need it. If, you know, if you have to choose between like not eating and eating like, you know, a burger, eat the fucking burger, just have some food, have some sustenance, whatever. We're not telling you to like, you know, be on some superfood diet and only eat kale and quinoa salads and have a beetroot and spirulina smoothie for breakfast. Like, getting any food is better than getting no food. But if you have the option to do this, then do it. The only reason I know is because, like, there was only, like, two other people who I knew who were vegan, and there was only one guy who was going vegan with me. So I didn't really have anyone to, like, speak to about it. And obviously, because a lot of my other friends weren't vegan, you obviously get all, everyone becomes an expert and you get a lot of backlash about it. So I wanted to know these things because I don't like having an opinion I'm not informed on. I'd rather not have an opinion at all and not speak about it than being misinformed on something and be wrong. The only reason why, like, I thought it was a good idea to make this podcast is, you know, Z's very passionate about it. I'm very passionate about it. I'd like to help Z, but I'd also like to help everyone else. And no matter where you are, and no matter how supportive your closest friends and family might be, there's going to be some dickheads who are going to argue with you. And not only does this help justify it yourself, but also help justify it to other people if you feel like doing so. So yeah, this was a very boring kind of lectury
episode. That was very informative, actually.
Sorry, yes, I'm being very negative. It's a very informative episode.
Yes, but it was educational.
Next week and over the next couple of weeks, I do have some fun ones planned, and we've got some more entertaining things to talk about. We're just trying to get the basics down at the moment.
Foundation.
Yes, exactly. The building blocks. This is where everyone begins. And, you know, we don't want you relapsing. Hopefully this helps. But yeah, thank you for listening. Hopefully we have helped. And we'll see you all next week.
See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.